Your recording has joined the conference.
Hello, I'm Marcia Hott, Director of Community Outreach for the National Crime Prevention Council. October is Crime Prevention Month, and during the month, NCPC focuses on four themes or local safety issues through its Celebrate Safe Communities initiative. Each week, we provide resources and strategies for communities to use in addressing the issues. Celebrate Safe Communities began in 2008 and is a partnership of the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance, U.S. Department of Justice. CSD is Crime Prevention Done the Right Way, local people working with local law enforcement to address local issues. The program provides free crime prevention resources to local law enforcement and their community partners. We are here today with Susan Larson of ANRO Communications about one of our themes for Crime Prevention Month, engaging stakeholders. And this includes community, businesses, seniors, youth, all involved in crime prevention. ANRO Communications is a business that got involved in safety locally and is sponsoring publication of a new comic book that CSD sites will receive this year. Susan Larson is the Director of Corporate Marketing for ANRO Communications, a woman-owned marketing partner specializing in commercial printing, direct mail, and digital communication services. Susan is responsible for ANRO's marketing efforts, including advertising, direct mail, business development, public relations, and sponsorships. Founded in 1953, Westchester, Pennsylvania-based ANRO has established strong roots in its community. After nearly 60 years of serving the Delaware Valley, ANRO still operates under the same philosophy as founders Angelo and Rose Rossi, that a community is more than just a collection of individuals. It's where we live, work, and raise our families. ANRO believes that good corporate citizenship means contributing to the community whenever and however possible. And Susan, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us and tell us more about what you are doing and how you got involved in your community. Would you please tell us how businesses can get involved in local public safety efforts?
Sure. Thanks for having me today here first, Marcia. For ANRO, our involvement started a long time ago. And it was started at a very, very local level. We were originally located in Devon, Pennsylvania, which now is a thriving, very populated suburb of Philadelphia. But back in 1953, when ANRO started, it was a very small community, the kind of community where everybody knew everybody else and everybody else's business. And that extended to the local companies and public safety organizations as well. So back then, the company got involved just by knowing the people in the community. They knew the police officers and the township officials in the neighborhood. And in a sense, our company sort of grew up with the town of Devon. And as we both got larger, that involvement continued. Now, we've since moved to a different community in Westchester, Pennsylvania. But that same sense of sort of grassroots involvement is still there, and it's still very important to our business. So I would say to other businesses, really just get to know your local public safety officials, whether you're talking about police officers or advocacy groups, charities, or even local events in your area. Just knowing those people and being aware of what's going on will certainly lead to other opportunities for involvement, and it will grow from there and continue.
Great. Thank you. What about can you tell us a little bit more, what are the benefits that you've seen in developing these relationships?
Yeah, from a business, numbers standpoint, it's nearly impossible to tie this kind of involvement back to, hard sales numbers or ROI, which is something that in marketing we're always looking at. But there certainly are other marketing benefits in the form of brand awareness and just the good publicity that you get from being involved with a well-known national group like CSC or other community groups. But that's not really why we do it. the real benefit for us comes in just knowing that we're doing something to help. You know, as I mentioned, we as a company feel that we're a part of our community, just like the people who live down the street from our building and the other companies we do business with. You know, we have employees with families. We have clients with families and children. And it's good to know for us that we're doing our part to help keep them safe.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. I know, I understand that somehow you reached out, you were starting with children or wanted to do something in your community with children. Is that correct?
Yes. In fact, a lot of our philanthropic efforts have revolved around children throughout the decades. We do a lot of work with local schools. We have, on a regular basis, tours coming through. You know, we are a manufacturing plant, which makes for a great field trip for schools. We have a Girl Scout troop coming through next week to tour our building and learn about the industry. We also have some efforts geared towards environmental consciousness and environmental initiatives, specifically geared towards children. We print a number of different coloring and activity books and distribute them through the local schools.
Wow, that's great. What about, can you tell us a little bit more about how your involvement has impacted how you do business or how you view safety in your community?
Yeah, I think the biggest impact for us is that we've had such a strong sense of involvement in safety and the community that it's really become part of our culture, part of our business philosophy, so to speak. You know, we always do, anytime you're talking about philanthropic efforts or charitable efforts, we always do have to keep an eye on the bottom line. We still need to operate as a business. But, you know, we sort of try and look past that and sort of take the attitude that part of being a responsible business is being responsible for your community. And, you know, it's like I said, it's where we live, it's where we work, it's where we have our families, and we do want to take care of that. So I would say the biggest impact of the involvement has been how that has just been ingrained into our culture. It's how we operate.
And I'm sure it's how you attract people who want to come and work for your company as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it really does trickle down through the employees as well. A lot of our employees are involved in a lot of different community and charitable events. We host, in addition to what I mentioned before with the tour groups and the educational efforts that we have, we host a gift drive every year for local schools and organizations for maybe less fortunate people that need a little assistance getting their Christmas gifts taken care of. A lot of our communities are involved with that. We do Red Cross blood drives. And then our employees, it's sort of a culture of volunteerism. A lot of our employees are also involved in their own charitable work outside of this company. So it's really gone through the organization and affected everybody here. It's really been great.
Yes, it sounds great. I think we want to come and work there, Ms. Keith.
Come on up.
Do you have any suggestions for how local organizations can approach or partner with businesses in their own communities?
Yeah, you know, first off, I would suggest start as locally as you possibly can. You know, start with the organizations and the businesses next door, down the street, in your backyard. And don't limit that to just small businesses. Even if you're a little startup charitable group, large companies have philanthropic initiatives in place too. So, and the resources are greater in those companies, obviously. So don't limit yourself to small organizations. While those are great to connect with, definitely approach larger businesses too. And another suggestion I would make is to, when approaching these businesses, keep in mind that they are a business. So when you're talking to them about why they should partner with you on your initiative, you know, talk in terms of return on investment, talk in terms of brand awareness. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go up to them and say, if you work with us, your sales will increase by X percent, because it doesn't work that way. It's more of an awareness thing and a publicity and a good PR benefit from being involved with these organizations.
Is there anything that you, in saying that you recommend that an organization would take with them as they go and talk to some of their businesses?
Yeah, I think a lot of times if you can talk about exposure, maybe the number of people who will be exposed to maybe the company's brand or the company's logo, or the number of people who will be at events. If you have any kind of statistics or demographics on maybe the type of people or the type of audience that your efforts are geared towards, and try and find businesses that have a customer base or a prospect base that is in line with those demographics. That's always something that's going to matter to the marketing or the PR person that you're talking to.
Do you have any closing remarks or thoughts you would like to leave with our listeners? And our listeners include will include businesses, because we have a lot of, what's interesting, we have a lot of businesses that are organizing public safety events this year. So businesses, law enforcement, and as well as community organizations.
Yeah, I guess like I said, that community involvement is something that, for us, it's so ingrained in our culture that it's just sort of become part of who we are as a company. But any company, any business can get involved, whether you have large budgets or no budgets to contribute. I mean, there's always volunteerism, there's always donations of time, there's always in-kind or trade agreements. You could maybe trade services. You know, for example, ANRO is a printing company, so rather than donating cash, we donate our printing services, and that's something that's worked out really well for us. And it's something that we as a company are very proud of, so I would encourage all businesses at any level, at any size, to get involved wherever possible.
That's great. Well, again, Susan, thank you so much for talking with us today. This has been very interesting to learn more about what you do and how you got started and how you have created a culture among your employees and even in your community.
And, thank you, Marcia. It's been a pleasure talking to you as well. I'm happy to be a part of this program.
Well, great. Is there anything, anybody would like more information about ANRO or what you were doing?
Yeah, you know, the best place to go is our website. It's www.anro.com. There's contact information in there, information about our services and our history and all the involvement efforts that we're into.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks
for
so
more
much.
Information about NCPC, you can also go to www.ncpc.org or, of course, our CelebrateSafeCommunities.org site as well. So, again, thank you very much. Great to meet you over the phone, at least.
Yes, you too. Thank you, Marcia.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.